Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jerry Freewalt. Welcome again, Jerry.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are the source of all wisdom and all goodness. Enlighten our hearts and minds that we might be formed by your truth and that we might manifest to all the world your love and your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So our listeners should remember you, as you know, we've done several bits together before, and you used to work here in the diocese in the social concerns office.
For over 25 years.
Over 25 years, but you have recently taken a new position. And what is this new role?
I did. My new role is Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Ohio.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jerry has moved up in the world, you know.
I'm still a servant. Yes, I am a servant.
That's beautiful. Yeah, we always want to stay humble and small no matter what happens. So Jerry, a lot of people may not know what the Ohio Catholic Conference is. And in fact, it is kind of quiet, there's not a whole lot of attention, at least that I notice, given to it. But what is the Ohio Catholic Conference?
Well, the conference started in 1945 as the Ohio Catholic Welfare Conference, which means for the good of the church and the common good. And really, the conference is a convening of the board of directors, who are the bishops of Ohio. So in Ohio, we have the six Roman Latin Rite bishops, but we also have three Eastern Rite bishops who also serve on the board of directors. And really what the conference does is that we're the voice on public matters for the Catholic Church, on church matters and for the common good. So in a sense, we are advocates. We advocate to the General Assembly, to state agencies of government, and we try to build and bring our witness to bear for important issues of the day.
So is it comparable to the United States Bishops Conference, the USCCB?
Yeah, it's state level. It's for the state of Ohio. So again, it's like the bishops are coming together and conferring with one another on important issues. And there are a lot of different committees as well.
So you're not the chair of the board. It's probably
no. The Archbishop of Cincinnati is the chair of the board.
But you run the office that's surrounded by the conference.
Correct. My job is to run the conference in terms of the operations of the conference, to manage staff and oversee the advocacy realm of the conference. And there's a lot of different other programs of the conference. And my job is also to facilitate interdiocesan programs and activities that happen periodically around the state.
What size staff do you have?
Not big. It's right now we have, I'm counting on, I only started a month ago, so we have about five other people on staff when it's the full complement. We have associate director of social concerns, and they convene Catholic charity directors, social service directors, they convene the social action directors, pro-life directors around the state of Ohio. There's a lot of different duties and assignments for the associate director of social concerns. We have an associate director of education. So the education department, we convene the superintendents of Catholic schools around the diocese. We convene government program staff, all those issues that we have regarding Catholic schools, charter non-public Catholic schools. We also have an accreditation staff person, and this person really makes sure that our Catholic schools are compliant with rules and regulations for the state of Ohio, and makes sure that our schools are adhering to Catholic identity, so promoting the mission of the church in terms of our faith. And we have an administrative assistant as well.
That's interesting. So the accreditation of our Catholic schools, it's sort of overseen by the conference rather than, say, like the State Board of Education.
Correct. It used to be by the State Board of Education years ago. However, we have made arrangements several years ago to comply with rules and regulations, but also and to ensure our Catholicity in the Catholic school. So instead of having a form from multiple places, it comes from one place, and we are very strict in adherence to the state regulations and to our Catholic faith.
I remember when I taught at Newark Catholic, I had to get a certification, you know?
Yes.
So I had a master's degree, and so they, and it came from the conference, basically.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the accreditation, I'm learning more about that because my background was in social concerns. Mm-hmm. And so I'm learning a lot about it. It's a very detailed job. There's a lot of boxes to check to make sure that you are in compliance. And they're looking at everything from fire drills, fire codes, curriculum, all the way to how are we implementing Catholic social teaching. So there's a lot of things that they have to do.
Now, you mentioned statewide initiatives that kind of all of the dioceses are working on. What kind of initiatives would that be?
Well, in terms of convenings, you know, for example, we were working on an interdiocesan convening of Catholic school diocesan staff, and we would bring speakers together to work on issues, to talk about issues of the day, whether it's in mental health, whether curriculum, best practices. We would convene people together. We would have, at times, advocacy days where we'd have people from all over the state come together, talk to their legislators about the issues that we care about, life issues, poverty, education, things like that.
I recall many, many years ago, there was an initiative of all the bishops in Ohio mm-hmm. to bring everyone, all the priests together mm-hmm. for marriage. It was marriage preparation and kind mm-hmm. of the best practices in marriage preparation. I'd imagine you guys probably were.
Yes, I did hear about that. That happened several years ago, I believe. But the Catholic Conference of Ohio was in charge of that program. The bishops asked the staff to convene that group.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Jerry Freewalt, who is the CEO, is that?
No, I'm the executive director.
The executive director of the Ohio Catholic Conference. I was wondering, so another kind of, at least in my mind, the Ohio mm-hmm. Catholic Conference is associated with the word lobbying, mm-hmm. And that it is kind of the instrument by which the bishops and really the Catholic Church mm-hmm. in Ohio are able to advocate, as you used earlier, for issues at our heart. So, you know, this is sort of an interesting, do you have lobbyists on staff that are kind of working with state legislators?
You know, we do. I've been an advocate pretty much all my adult life. I've advocated and talked to legislators at the federal level, state level, and local level here at the diocese. I was an advocate. Mm-hmm. I am now a registered lobbyist, and hopefully that's not a bad word. I mean, again, the word lobbyist comes from, you know, people who are really delivering important information and trying to persuade and trying to really work with legislators and try to achieve a legislative goal. And so a lobbyist is a person who has to be registered with the state of Ohio and consider a lot of their time interacting with public officials. And so we have lobbyists. We have three lobbyists on staff at the conference. I am a registered lobbyist, and then the Associate Director of Education and the Associate Director of Social Concerns are also lobbyists who are registered.
And what does this work of lobbying look like?
Well,
I mean, it's not like big steak dinners in a smoky
Catholic Church, so there's no there's no smoke-filled rooms and steak dinners, as you said. We try not to spend money with some lobbying firms get a bad rap, right? Because they pile a lot of money into campaigns to legislate. We do not give legislators any money for campaigns. We're a nonprofit organization. And so what we do, again, our lobbying is picking up the phone, talking to legislators, having meetings with legislators, talking with administrative staff, of different state agencies and having conversations with them and providing them with information that may be relevant to them to either improve a bill, to maybe stop a bill, to whatever the case may be that we are trying to influence a decision at the State House that is in care and concern for the church and the common good.
And, you know, I think obviously not to get too partisan, mm-hmm. but some people might try to associate the church with one political party or the other. But in your role, it seems like you're working across aisles.
I am working across the aisles. Look, we have to work for the common good, and that means everybody in common needs to be part of it. And so the church does not pick sides in a partisan way. We are to be nonpartisan. And in fact, when you read Pope Francis's Fratelli Tutti, his latest encyclical letter, you know, he talks about we're all in the same boat. And so as church, we have to be all in the same boat and try to work together. Now, there might be times when a Democrat might be for us or against us, the party, and there are times when the Republicans are for and against us on a particular issue. We try not to burn any bridges, and we try to build relationships no matter who they are to achieve our goal. We are, in a sense, missionaries of the church going to public officials. And whether we're talking to the governor or we're talking to a state senator, you know, or a legislative assistant, you know, we're bringing the face of Christ and the concerns of the church to them. And hopefully by our witness and what we're saying, we're shedding the light of Christ on them in terms of expressing our care and concern. So in a way, it is a missionary discipleship role that I see. And I know in the past when I've engaged in some advocacy efforts, we had some chances to talk about our faith and some of the issues and struggles that we have.
Excellent. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Jerry Freewald. And until next time, peace and all good.